Running an e-commerce business and dealing with products comes with day-to-day challenges, managing everything from product development, sourcing, packaging, logistics, deadlines, freight, geographical challenges, to name a few. However, one of the most critical aspects of running a successful e-commerce business that's often overlooked is cash flow management. Effective cash flow management can help avoid cash shortages, minimize your borrowing costs, and ensure that your business has the resources, cash resources, it needs to achieve long-term success. Check out these three strategies that you can implement now to optimize the cash for your e-commerce business long-term.
I'm Amy Bajada, CPA by trade, not in nature, now financial coach to businesses globally. The Boring Shit You Need to Know in Business podcast was created with business owners and aspiring business owners in mind. It's a way to bring you simple yet effective business strategies, explore the art of being in business, and challenge the notion that our financial numbers are boring. If you're looking to improve your profitability, increase your cash, and grow your business, you're in the right place. Join me and other business owners as we discuss the boring shit you need to know in business.
As an e-commerce business owner, I'm sure you are already aware of the many challenges that come with running an online store. From marketing to inventory management, there are countless tasks that require your attention each day. However, one of the most crucial aspects of running a successful e-commerce business that is often overlooked is cash flow management. We use the word cash flow often as business owners, but in my experience, I found that it translates differently for different business owners. Generally, the vast difference with this definition stems from the relationship that we have had with money personally, whether that be now or in the past. Why is this important? Because it can dramatically change the steps you take to manage your cash flow and therefore dramatically change the outcome you anticipate with that cash flow. So by way of clarity, I wanted to start this discussion with a clear understanding of the definition of cash flow. Put simply, it's the inflows and outflows of cash in a business. The movement of both together. Seems obvious enough, right? But so many business owners often find themselves only focusing on one or the other at any particular point in time. Like when cash is tight, we tend to try and get more sales, looking at our cash inflows only and worrying that they aren't enough. Or perhaps we can't do anything about the sales side of things, or it's taking a while to convert into sales, so we head to our expenses and try to hold off on some, reduce some, etc. We don't necessarily stop and consider the two together. And this is such an important step. Your cash flow needs to be looked at in its totality and not just for the immediate moment, but well into the future. Why? Because effective cash flow management can help you avoid cash shortages, minimize your borrowing costs, and ensure that your business has the resources, cash resources, it needs to achieve long-term success. This is especially important for e-commerce businesses, as I'm sure you're aware, because they often require significant investments in inventory, shipping, and technology just to stay competitive. Now, with that clarified, I wanted to focus in on three different strategies that will assist you in optimizing your cash flow. I do want to preface this discussion by saying that whilst I'm going to be putting the spotlight in on three strategies, there are a plethora of strategies that you can employ. So by no means is this a definitive list, and it's certainly not in any particular order. I chose these particular strategies because they are ones that you can implement right now in your business that will have an immediate impact. And we all love us some action points, right? That's why we're here. Now, with that said, one thing we can all agree upon, I'm sure, is that the primary objective for any e-commerce business is to move stock as quickly as you can whilst capitalizing on the best margin. Therefore, the most obvious strategy here for optimizing your cash flow is to ensure that your margin and cost recovery process is solid. Too simple to start with? I know what you're thinking. Come on, Amy. I'm here for more than this. Of course you are. Whilst this may seem obvious to some, would you believe that 9 out of 10 business owners don't set an appropriate profit margin to cover all their costs when it comes to running their business? If you were to look at the costs in your business, could you confidently say that the direct materials and processes to get your product ready for sale are covered in your price point? I'd imagine most would answer yes, probably even hands down to that question. But then if I asked you if you could confidently say that your accountant's costs, your internet, your morning coffee purchases, your fuel, your mobile phone, the printing and stationery costs, your wage, tolls, photo shoots, travel, influencers, marketing, apps, online programs, etc., if they're covered in your price point, and you still have margin to make pure profit or cash that you can bank, would you be as confident? If you answered yes, here is your friendly reminder to check in on it. Because even the slightest adjustment in any rate, and we know this is happening a lot lately with our suppliers, even that slightest adjustment can change the anticipated margin and therefore how much cash you actually have available to you. But if you answered no, then herein lies your first strategy to optimizing your cash flow. Your margin is sacred and should be treated with the utmost care. So the first strategy I suggest is getting across every cost in your business and ensuring that your price per unit will cover those costs, every last one of them. And here's how you can do this. Go on and collect all the costs in your business, not just the product unit costs. In fact, put those aside. Let's just collect all the costs in your business, the operating costs. Calculate them out to an annual balance. Once you have your annual balance, divide that by 12 to determine your running costs per month. This is the total amount of costs that you need to recover from every sale for the month. Because I can tell you right now, covering that cost ain't coming from anywhere other than your sales. Then go on and determine how many units you plan on selling on average per month, or in some instances, how many units you may need to sell per month, and divide that value by the quantity you want to sell. Now, I'm using month as a time frame for the purpose of this example, but it will work just as well if you use weekly. It's best to align this type of calculation or strategy with the way you already forecast your sales. But regardless, the overarching point is that now you have an indication of what the operating unit cost is, for which you can then build into the cost of the product per unit and work backwards. So, by way of example, say you have $250,000 of operating expenses in your business. That's everything with the exception of your product direct costs. Divide this amount by 12. That leaves us with just over $20,000 per month. If you, say, forecast to sell 500 units for the month, that would mean you'd have to factor in at least $42 per unit to cover your operating costs for your business. Now let's say that your direct costs per unit were $45. That would leave your total unit costs to be translated at $87 per unit. You can then set, say, a selling price of $150 per unit, and you're left with about $63 that doesn't need to be allocated to any cost. That's pure margin, pure cash to your business for you to do as you please. $63 of pure cash to reinvest into your business or save, because all your costs are already taken care of. Now, if you go on and sell those 500 units, that's a whopping $31,500 cash that you have freed into your business. Pretty powerful though, right? You must note that if one thing from this example was to change, so too will your margin and the opportunity to bank the cash. But this strategy comes with a warning. This will only be achieved if you have captured absolutely every cost in your business, right down to the last bank fee, and it's truly the most effective way to optimize your cash flow. With that understanding under your belt, let's move our attention to the second strategy that I wanted to discuss. Holding stock is an essential part of running a product-based business, but it also comes with its own set of dangers and risks. Holding stock is one of the biggest strains on cash flow a product-based business can experience. Holding stock ties up your cash, which can impact your cash flow and make it difficult to pay bills or invest in growth opportunities. Even stock that is considered a core line can still be costing you money. Hear me out. You don't need me to tell you that one of the biggest costs or investments, if you will, that your business has is your stock. And when managed correctly, this investment pays the best dividends for your business. Therefore, moving stock consistently and in the right way is the next strategy I wanted to discuss when it comes to optimizing your cash flow. I see way too often many business owners holding core stock. And when I refer to core stock, I'm talking about those base products that you may hold as part of your primary line. You know, the basic teas, for example. But core stock still comes at a cost to the business. And often the cost, even in these items, can change depending on volume purchases, style, season, etc. So it's just as important to move that stock, which costs the most per unit, as quickly as you can. Otherwise, you're left holding the highest costing stock when it comes to things like sales, etc. But herein lies the problem. The more of the stock you hold, the less money you have to reinvest back into the business when your volumes increase and you have the opportunity to purchase per unit at a lower rate. Therefore, moving core stock is extremely important so that you can free up your cash. So what can you do about it right now? You can employ the strategy of demand forecasting, which helps you to predict how much stock you will need based on data you already have, like historical sales and marketing trends. By forecasting for demand, you avoid overstocking and understocking, which can tie up cash and lead to stock obsolescence, essentially ensuring that you have enough stock on hand at any one point in time to meet customer demands while still minimizing the amount of cash you've tied up in it. There is, of course, just-in-time inventory management, which I know you're probably all familiar with, which is essentially ordering or producing just what is needed when it is needed. This will also reduce the amount of cash you have tied up in inventory, creating more opportunity to use the cash for further investment. I'm sure you may have employed one or both of these strategies at some point, but the point is to ensure that you get all over your stock holdings and be sure to check in on those core ranges or even those ranges you've held for some time now and get them moving. Because no doubt, you may now have better bargaining power with your suppliers to make better financial and margin decisions. The last strategy I wanted to discuss today was the idea of making more deliberate cash decisions to maximize your cash flow. Controlling your cash isn't just about saving money. It's also about understanding how you can spend your money and direct it deliberately to where you want it to go with purpose. What do I mean by this? The best way to explain this is to go through an example. Purchasing and selling stock is a prime example of how to direct cash with purpose to maximize your cash flow. And here's why. When you sell products, you have a really good understanding of the unit cost associated with purchasing the stock from your supplier. What you also know and can control is the margin you make once you set your selling price. Therefore, you already know how much cash you need to hold onto to replenish stock once it's sold. Let's use the previous example. Your total product costs per unit were $45. Your total sale per unit was $150. Therefore, every time you sell a unit for $150, you already know that you should hold a minimum of $45 in some sort of holding account with the purpose of repurchasing stock in line with your inventory replenishing strategy. What you also now know from the previous example is that you should hold at least $42 of that sale for the operation costs of the business, leaving you that $63 that you can put into a third account or savings and investment account. So what you're ultimately left with are three different accounts that you can confidently and purposefully allocate your cash. Each account is now set up for purpose that you can direct your money in and out of. Of course, you can apply this logic to so many other areas of your business, but that's a discussion for another time. All these strategies can kickstart your journey to optimize your cash flow in your e-commerce business today. And if you're interested in learning more about creating an effective and long-term cash flow management strategy for your business, my small business cash flow course is back again on Monday, the 6th of March. And I'll put a link in the show notes if you'd like to join. But whatever you choose to do today, I hope you make it count.
To learn more about the boring shit you need to know in business, head to my website, www.amybajada.com.au/podcast, where you will find all my latest and greatest podcast episodes for you to enjoy. To be notified of new podcast episodes when they become available, be sure to hit that notification where you're listening to this podcast. Stay well, my friend.